on, seemed like you guys hit another level. How would you describe your effort from that point on?
It wasn't a matter of effort. We just in a bit of a rut, pretty banged up team. We're not the team that we were, a month and a half ago. We're just, we're banged up, you know what I mean? So, we're trying to hang on here and figure it out and figure out how we're going to win games with the group we have now. And, we just gutted it out, it wasn't pretty at any point in time in the game. I don't feel like at any point in time they were dominating us. I think at the beginning of the second period, we were a little bit slow. The first period wasn't great. It was just okay. We still had 13 shots on net or whatever it was. So, I just think that we got to pump the brakes here a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, we're talking Stanley Cup contender. We're talking, we haven't even made the fucking playoffs yet. We're building this up a little bit bigger than it is. We're just trying to get better every single game. It almost felt like the ground was going to fall from underneath us after losing two games. I mean, lost three games at home all season. We got to make the playoffs. We got to. I think the city, the media, we should all be excited about our team and where we're at right now. But it's gonna be tough. We're in a dogfight to make the playoffs right now. At no point should we expect to go out and blow out a team like the Washington Capitals. It was an even fought hockey game. We were able to gut one out. I mean, shorthanded, score a goal to tie the game. That should tell you everything you need to know about our group.
Are you saying that the talk in the media and the buildup is kind of at least was felt or creeped its way into this room and affected the room?
You know what Winnipeg's like. This is the smallest NHL market in the league. I take my kid to school and the kids are telling me to win the Stanley Cup. It's the best part about playing here, but it's also a reality. You know what I mean? No matter if you wear noise canceling headphones around, you're still going to probably see it on a billboard somewhere. So, it's what I love about playing here. It's what I think we all love about playing here. We come to the rink every night, even when we weren't a playoff team and the games mattered. So that's what makes this a special place to play. But, this is an organization that has never won a playoff game. So, we're working on changing that culture every single day. That's a really hard thing to do. And we're working on it. We have a young team that's trying to work on that every single day. I just think that, the expectations should be high because I think we have an exciting team to watch. But, we got a ways to go before we reach the goals that we've set in this room.
You can be a very stoic guy. You seem like you're buzzing right now. Is this an emotional win for you?
Well, like I said, we're banged up. We're missing some really key pieces. The last two games have been pretty dead in here, understandably. We have a young team that now has almost an equal amount of guys that have spent a lot of time in the minor leagues as NHL guys, it feels like. So, somebody's got to up the enthusiasm a little bit. We lose Hendy. He's a guy that does it every game. I thought Scheif brought it. Buff brings it. I had to up that part of it a little bit tonight, try to rally the guys. Score a shorthanded goal to tie a game. Doesn't matter if it's November or July or June. That feels pretty good. So I think we're excited about the fact that we were able to come back there.